Next, we have the story behind a curious change in the Republican Party platform. Republican Donald Trump has promised to be a strong president, yet the party platform became less tough on Russia. In particular, it reduced the level of support that would be promised to a government under pressure from Russia, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
When Republican Party leaders drafted the platform prior to their convention in Cleveland last month, they had relatively little input from the campaign of Donald Trump, except perhaps on the one issue, Ukraine. It started when platform committee member Diana Denman tried to insert language calling for the U.S. to provide lethal defensive weapons to the government of Ukraine.
I had no idea I was going into a firefight. But it has been an interesting exchange, to say the least.
Denman is a longtime GOP activist from Texas. Here's how she describes what happened when she presented her proposal during a subcommittee meeting.
Two gentlemen came over that were attending our meeting, came over and looked at it and discussed it with the chairman. And then one of the chairmen suggested to our committee and to me that it be set aside for further review. And it was.
The two gentlemen were from the Trump campaign, who convinced the platform committee to change Denman's proposal that the U.S. provide lethal defensive weapons to the more benign phrase, appropriate assistance. It's more than semantics. Many Republicans have been demanding the Obama administration provide a more robust response to Russia's incursions.
She was steamrolled. She was absolutely steamrolled. And the Trump supporters found someone else to put another amendment forward with this weaker language, with appropriate assistance.
That's Melinda Herring with the Atlantic Council, a Washington, D.C. think tank. She says it's anyone's guess what Trump would do regarding Ukraine and Russia.
One could conclude from Donald Trump's recent statements that he might not even back appropriate assistance to Ukraine.
Herring was referring to Trump's appearance on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos last month.
He's not going into Ukraine, okay? Just so you understand, he's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere
you want.
Well,
he's already there, isn't he?
Okay, well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there. You have Obama there.
Of course, Russia did go into Ukraine, invading Crimea 2 years ago and backing separatist fighters in other parts of the country. Trump later said that he meant Putin would not go into Ukraine on his watch if he were president. Still, that comment, combined with his campaign manager Paul Manafort's work for former Ukraine President Viktor Yanukovych, a Putin ally, has raised eyebrows. Rachel Hoff is another GOP delegate who was on the platform committee. Hoff is also a national security analyst with the American Action Forum.
What this signals to me is that they would also refuse to send lethal defensive weapons. And this puts Trump then out of step with certainly Republican leadership, but I would also say mainstream sort of conservative foreign policy or national security opinion.
Republicans in Congress have approved providing arms to the Ukrainian government, but the White House has resisted, saying that would only encourage more bloodshed. It's a rare Obama administration policy that the Trump campaign seems to agree with. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.